I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Earlier today, we were talking about the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame, which is accepting nominations. It's going up in the AutoZone, in AutoZone Park, which is a very cool addition for sure for downtown Memphis. I think it's high time. You know, for a long time, we thought maybe we were getting a Wrestling Hall of Fame in the Mid-South Coliseum. Jason, I know that was never necessarily something that you were on board with, and you don't have to worry about it. We're going to get a Memphis Sports Hall of Fame, which is even better, I think, than just a Wrestling Hall of Fame. And so they are accepting nominations through this Friday for the Hall of Fame. And we know who the obvious candidates are. That's not hard to figure out. Mm-hmm. You know, Larry Finch, Penny Hardaway. You know, the list goes
on. The core four.
You know, the core four, I think, is definitely a worthy selection for sure. But it's the not necessarily front of mind candidates that we're trying to think about here. Let me ask you this. Lorenzen Wright.
Mm.
Is Lorenzen Wright a Memphis Sports Hall of Famer?
Is he? It's a no-brainer.
No-brainer. He's on my list. I know that that's not necessarily an obscure one, but he's the only player out of the city that played meaningful, you know, seasons with both franchises. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Lorenzen is for sure going in.
I think this is interesting. Jarvis is on the board. He'd let me know that you're talking about Reggie White, who played here 2 years for the Showboats. Guys like that, obviously eligible, even not born here, but did play here for two seasons. Just wanted to read this from him. The first class will include known names and some not so well-known who, once you hear their stories, you'll see are very deserving. So we're going to get a little bit of a mix.
I like that, though. Yeah. I like, you know,
a nice little mix of
teach me something.
Of teaching you something,
yes.
Right? Educating you on maybe some names you don't know and some folks obviously very deserving that maybe aren't, though. So
yeah.
So I like the way they're thinking.
535-3776-535-ESPN. Who, again, let's think, you know, off the beaten path here. Let's think big here. Let's think not just the obvious people. Don't call in and say Penny Hardaway should be the freaking, you know, we get it. We know. 535-3776-535.
Hours earlier,
ESPN.
Bobby Bingo Smith, former Melrose great, numbers retired with the Cleveland Cavaliers, scored over 10,000 points in the NBA. Ralph Wiley, a great sports writer, wrote for Sports Illustrated, did some work on ESPN, came out of Melrose. Those were a couple of mine. Yours was?
I had Ric Flair. I had
which has created a bit of a controversy.
I had Ronnie Robinson. Who I think is, you know, for what he had and what he meant, you know, from a society standpoint, coming to Memphis with Larry Finch and really sort of changing the way that Memphians viewed that Memphian basketball players viewed that, you know, that program, that was significant. And it shaped the way we think about Tiger basketball today.
I like what you did there.
Yeah. Also, Ric Flair, shut the hell up to anybody who has a problem with it.
Some people do, apparently, than I thought might.
The guy was born in Memphis.
I know. I thought.
How many 16-time world champions were born in Memphis? One. Uno. That's it.
We know Lawler's in his own class.
Well, you keep saying that. You keep saying that.
Well, I think most people that don't want Rick in are like,
Jerry Lawler's going to bust in here and pile drive you? Like, because you keep saying that.
I'm not worried about that at all. Touch me and I'll sue.
I have another good one.
Okay.
Well, the one that I gave earlier was Ross Grimsley. Pitched 11 years in Major League Baseball. 124-99 record. Won 2 World Series games with the Reds, 20 wins with the Expos in 78, former Fraser High grad. But another one is because, you know, I'm a big fan of soccer in this town, obviously. Memphis 901 FC in town now. Cindy Parlow Cohn, she's a 2-time Olympic gold medalist, 1999 World Cup champion. She's going to be inducted into the National Soccer Hall of Fame. She coached the Portland Thorns FC, and she went to Germantown High School. I mean, that's a pretty strong resume,
right?
She's
the best soccer player, man, woman, with this city's ever produced.
Agreed. So let's go to the calls. Phone lines are blowing up. Let's go to Derek in West Memphis. Derek, you're on.
All right, man. I got a great one for y'all. Pull out your Google machine. Claude Humphrey.
Oh, yeah. We've had Claude on.
We have had
Claude. He's out there in Bartlett. He's a stud. You got a good one. You got a good one.
I heard y'all didn't mention no flaw today.
Hadn't said it today.
We have it.
Hadn't said it today, so I'm glad you're calling.
No,
had not said him today.
Six-time Pro Bowler, no question about it, with the Falcons and Eagles. No doubt about it, he is deserving. Derek, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Dead on.
Claude's going in. All right, agreed. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Let me ask you.
And he's kind of obscure. A lot of folks don't know Claude's history because it was a while back.
He is a Hall of Famer.
They don't know how good he was. A lot of young folks in Memphis. I think that's a damn fine one. You'd never be wrong having him.
He's a Pro Football Hall of Famer. So, you know, obviously.
Best we've produced. Again, you go to the best in a sport.
Now,
you got to have those guys in
there. Let me ask you a controversial question.
Why are you doing that? We got callers.
We have to address it at some point.
What is it? Just get it out.
John Calipari.
Oh, move. Get tight to callers. We have to spend some time on that. We'll hit it before we get out of
let's
here.
Let's go to John in West Memphis. John, you're
that's
on.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yes, I was thinking about Rochelle Stevens, two-time Olympian.
Love it. Yep. Love it, love it, love it. Nobody's mentioned her so far.
Yep.
You know, 92 and 96 both.
Yes, sir.
So
she's a gold medalist.
That's who I thought of also of what she's done with the community with running and things.
100%. So. Giving back and trying to get more involved in track and field and what she's done with the young folks. Couldn't agree more.
She has a street named after in front of
Melrose.
Couldn't
agree more.
So.
Great, great.
John, thanks for the
nomination.
All right, I think this is good. We're doing their work.
This is awesome.
For sure. 535-ESPN, 535-3776. Let's go to Jeff. High Point, Jeff, you're on.
Yeah, I think one that I haven't heard that's very obvious is Tim McCarver.
Yeah, we've got Tim McCarver, certainly.
I've had a little bit of pushback on whether he claims Memphis enough. Is he representative enough of us? I'm going to leave it to you on that one.
Well, he grew up here and went to high school
no
here, played for the St. Louis Cardinals, so I would say he definitely qualifies.
Yep, yep.
He qualifies.
Jeff. Appreciate the call, man.
No doubt about it.
And I think he would be more of the more obvious ones, Tim McCarver. You know, he had the stadium named after
probably
him.
Probably true, too.
You know, 535-ESPN, 535-3776. Let me give some love to the people on Twitter who are submitting some names as well. I got Rampage Jackson.
I do, yeah. I saw that.
Which is
– it's a thought because of what, you know, that sport.
I mean,
he was at the top of it for a while.
He was. He absolutely was. Let's just go through some of his, achievements here. I mean, he's 38 and 13. You know, in the sport. You know, he won the light heavyweight championship. You know, I mean, so he was, like you said, on top of the sport for quite some time. So, I think he definitely has to be considered. Let's go to Michael in South Haven. Michael, you're on.
Hey guys, I'm gonna go off, way off the beaten path
good.
Here a little bit.
Good.
A two-time CHL Player of the Year for the Memphis River Kings, Don Parsons.
Hold on.
Won three CHL championships, and I think he was such a great guy here locally, did so much for charities. I think you really have to take a look at him.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate that. Appreciate that submission there, Don Parsons.
Because you and I wouldn't have got any hockey folks in, so really appreciate that submission.
No question. I'm Googling him. Parsons is noted for being a prolific goal scorer who briefly held the modern minor league goal scoring record from 2008 to 2010. He played for the River Kings, so I'm assuming this is the same guy.
That's him.
Sure. 535-3776-535. ESPN.
I like these. We're learning.
Yep. Let's go to Scott in Germantown. Scott, you're on.
Hey, I don't know if y'all said it or not, but how about our two World Cup soccer players, Cindy Parlow and Tim Howard?
So we definitely
Cindy, and Bennett said her.
Tim,
she's got to be in. Best we've produced.
All right. Scott, appreciate it. The Tim Howard one is interesting because he lives here. He's not from here, and he never played here. But he did bring the, you know, Memphis. Hell, he did help bring Memphis. I don't want to see. Borderline for me.
I'm sorry.
This one's borderline.
It's not. It feels tough because he's got residence here, but not, you know, didn't come up here.
Yeah, I think it'd be a little gratuitous to give him a spot at the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame.
At least first ballot. At least not first ballot.
I loved him.
Me too.
I mean,
we got folks that are deserving. They got to be in first.
Yeah, he's just not.
We're going to go Cindy with the first soccer
correct.
Player.
Yes.
She's born here.
Yes.
We made
her. No, let's go to, she went to high school here.
She made us.
We went to high school here, no question. Let's go to Derek in Cordova. Derek, you're on.
Hey, what's up, Jason, John? Love the show, man.
Appreciate
love you
it,
back.
Has anyone mentioned Dave Woloshin?
No.
Dave Woloshin, I'm 38 years old. Dave Woloshin has been rolling with Memphis Athletics since I was a baby.
Yep.
Okay. Dave Woloshin.
Yeah, he calls every game. He's always there. You can always depend on him to give you a good call, man.
There you go. Derek, we appreciate the call, man. Dave Wolosian.
One for Dave.
Going in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame.
He has been the voice forever.
He has. There, I was watching. I actually stumbled upon an old video.
He's not aging.
On Facebook from when Penny was a player. They were playing Cincinnati in the, I guess it would have been either the Coliseum. I guess it would have been the Coliseum at that point. And he was the voice. He was one of the voices on there, young Dave Wolosian. So he has been doing it for a long time. Let's go to Kontar. Kontar, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
Yo.
I got two for you.
Don't put yourself in here.
First one is probably obvious. Coach Birdie Sales.
100%.
You got to put Coach Birdie Sales in there.
100%. Led Melrose undefeated 100%. Record and had all those great – a lot of Tiger greats over there, no doubt. I'm with
a
you.
A lot of them. Yeah. And this one right here is off the path right here. The first ever drafted WNBA player from JUCO, Ashley Shields.
Ooh,
the first player ever drafted from JUCO to the WNBA. There you go right there.
KT, I like it, man. I think that's it. I think you have two good submissions.
Outstanding.
There. Outstanding.
Yeah. Well done.
I like the balance there.
She's the best hooper we've ever had.
Is she coaching? She's coaching the area,
coaching.
Right?
Yeah. Nina Davis, a hooper. Ashley Shields, the GOAT.
Yep. 535-3776-535 ESPN. Yes. Bartlett is
that's a good one.
Heavily represented here. Let's go to Steve in Bartlett. Steve, you're on.
Yeah, if you're going to mention Wolosian, you got to go Jack Eaton.
Oh, all day long.
Yes.
He better have a win.
If you're going to throw Ashley Shields out there, you better throw Nikki McCray in there with her.
Mm-hmm. Nikki?
Yeah.
No
gold medalist.
Yep.
All pro.
Yep.
Agreed.
All right.
Steve, appreciate the call, man. Agreed on both fronts. I mean, Jack Eaton's a first ballot, as far as I'm concerned. 535-3776-535.
I'm glad he said Nikki McCray because she definitely needs to be on the list.
Let's go to Kevin in Bartlett. Kevin, you're on.
Hey, guys, I got a name for you that I know probably not many people know, but Garrett Hines is a Bartlett High School graduate, was on the four-man bobsled team in 2002 that won the silver medal. And you guys can do the research, but that might have been our first medal in the bobsled. So I'll turn it over to you guys.
Kevin, we appreciate the call, man. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Garrett Hines is an American bobsledder who competed from the late 90s into the early 2000s. Did win the silver medal in the four-man event in Salt Lake City in 2002. So that's certainly very interesting.
Jeff Calkins will be happy to know he has now made the list from Pooh Hefner. Says that Calkins is a treasure.
Okay. Let's let Calkins, maybe do a little
Isn't
more.
Isn't he on the board?
Maybe do a little more first before we start talking about putting Calkins.
I'm getting there. A bunch. Coach Tippett, Terry Tippett, obviously, what is it, 6 state titles, I believe it is.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not shortchanging him. Cedric Wilson.
Cedric Wilson, yes, absolutely, for sure. Let's go to Keith in Bartlett. Keith, you're on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I've got a couple of names for you.
Let's hear it.
And I don't know if they've been called. John Bramlett and Harry Shue.
Oh, I like that a lot. Harry Shue, of course, Oakland Raider, was drafted by the Oakland Raiders. Keith, we appreciate the call. I think that's definitely worthy of consideration for sure.
They had a golf tournament named after the Bull for a long time.
Yeah.
Always speaking of John Bramlett.
Yep, he was the number 3 overall pick by the Oakland Raiders, was Harry Shue in 1965.
Look at you with your Raider history.
I know my Raiders history, bro. That's about it.
I said my Master Blaster Richard Madison. I didn't heard that one yet.
Yep, let's go to Adam in Germantown. Adam, you're on.
Yeah, what about Coach Ken Netherland?
Legendary.
Yeah, he was there for a long time, right?
Turned a lot of boys into men out there at Germantown High School. No doubt about him. Finished up at St. George's.
Yep, for sure. Adam, we appreciate the call, man.
We said great high school basketball coach. There's great high school football.
That's the hard part, right? It's like there are so many like deserving high school coaches and even middle school coaches. You could go down the list. It's not easy. I don't envy the position.
I like the
because somebody always gets left out. Like Isaac Bruce still hasn't made the Hall of Fame.
I like the thought people are putting into this.
Absolutely, I love it. Let's go to Trace, who's over there at the University of Memphis. Trace, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah, brother.
This is gonna be the most off the beaten path pick today.
Good.
Let's hear it.
All right, so Andy Roberts. He was the best racquetball player to ever come out of Memphis.
Oh, my.
He's in the State Hall of Fame. He's in the University of Memphis Hall of Fame.
Yep.
He's in the National Racquetball Hall of Fame. I think he lost one game in 8 years.
Good Lord.
For the U.S. team.
We're putting Andy Roberts in, brother. You best believe it. He's getting in. Trace, we appreciate the call. I mean, if you've only lost one game in 8 years, brother, I don't care what
sport. And we owned that sport, Memphis did, for a long time.
Yep.
It's in the books.
Yep. I'm reading about him right now. Andy Roberts, he was the 1986 Amateur Athlete of the Year. He went on to capture a national doubles championship, a national singles championship in 88, and an Olympic Festival singles win in 1991. So, for sure, this guy's going in is Andy Roberts.
Yeah, somebody's got to say Matt Cain, too, because he's
exactly
so accomplished at this point, the Major League Baseball pitcher.
Let's go to Grant in Collierville. Grant, you're on.
Hey, I got two guys for the future. Before I moved to Memphis, I even knew about it was Gary Parrish and Zach Cozart.
Gary Parrish, as in the Gary Parrish Show?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, two guys we've had on the show.
We'll certainly consider it, Grant. We appreciate the call.
Certainly know Zach Cozart, former Collierville standout, now in Major League Baseball.
Thoughts on Gary Parrish in the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame? Wow.
Well, that was Bennett.
That Bennett did that. We didn't do that, Gary. But,
I mean, let's be clear. Don't a lot of these people need to honestly be retired or, not really doing it anymore?
Gary just turned 40.
Like,
all right.
Like, love Big Jack. He got to go in.
Yes.
The media folks, y'all know the story. It's not supposed to be about us. Let's get the folks, the deserving folks that were out on the field and sweating blood and tears in there before the media folks.
That's right. Let's go to Mike in Germantown. Mike, you're on.
Hey, guys. I'm not sure if this one, I just turned on the radio. Not sure if this one has been said. How about Joe Branch out at Bolton High School?
Now, you're going to have to educate us on who Joe Branch is.
I know he's out there a long time.
Basketball coach at Bolton High School, golly, 5 or 6 state championships, brought up Sylvester Gray, if you guys remember him.
No doubt.
Sylvester Gray, if I'm not mistaken, I think he was the first Gatorade Player of the Year in West Tennessee.
Have to go back and check, but certainly could be correct. Mike, we appreciate the call, man. Thanks. Joe Branch, certainly. You know, you could do like a whole high school coaching wing, for sure. We're gonna take three more here. Let's go to John and Olive Branch. John, you're on.
Hello?
Hey, we got you, man.
Hey, sir. Look, I got a name that you all don't know about. Look up Rich Jones, my uncle. He was one of the first All-Americans.
Yeah.
Richard Jones.
Yes, sir.
Yes. And if you pull up all-time best power forward, he's fourth at San Antonio Spurs.
Yep. One of the great ones. One of the great ones. And I think definitely one of the best high school. Look, I remember when I was at the Commercial Appeal seeing a list that Jim Rothman, you guys remember him from Hoop Scoop, passed away here, had put together of, because we tried to do sort of something similar to the Commercial Appeal. We were talking about the best high school basketball classes to ever come out. And one of the names that kept coming up was Richard Jones out of Leicester, 1964. And I'm looking right now, and I just pulled it up because he mentioned the name. Rothman's nifty 50, he's ranking the best ever high school players. This was his ranking, his opinion. Had Penny Hardaway, Johnny Newman, Bobby Bingo Smith, a name we mentioned to start off this show, is a guy's got to be in there, all-time lead scorer. Number four, John, best player ever, according to Rothman, Richard Jones.
There
out
you
of
go.
Leicester in 64.
There you go.
Yep.
And then let's go to two more. Scott and Bartlett. Scott, you're on.
Hey, has anybody said George Lapidus yet?
Yeah, yes. We did. We did actually say George Lapidus, and we agree.
And he should be there with Big Jack, no question.
Absolutely.
All right, man, thanks.
Scott, appreciate it. And then John in Germantown. John, you're on.
Has anybody mentioned the announcer for the Tigers?
Dave Woloshin.
No, he's the basketball and football announcer. He's a real nice guy. He doesn't really know very much about sports, but he's an announcer for the Tigers.
Dave Woloshin.
Was that name again?
Dave Woloshin.
Oh, yeah, but that's right. He's a nice guy. He doesn't know anything about sports, but he is a really nice guy.
Come on.
All right, John. Why do you put him in the Hall of Fame then? I mean, come on. That's two submissions for Dave Woloshin, man. That's great. So, anyway, thanks to everybody for contributing and submitting. We had some really productive.
Could not have gone better.
I got one more just to mention on my list. Kerry Middlecoff, he's a PGA Tour from 1947 to 61. 40 tour wins. That's 10th all time. And he won 3 majors. Graduated from Christian Brothers High School.
There you go.
Charlie
awesome.
Lee.
Good one. Yep.
There's so many names. You don't want to leave anybody out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.